it is time. It's time again to do another broadcast. Hallelujah. We're talking to you and talking to the nation and saying, hey, it's time to wake up. It's time to get out of our sleepness, out of our darkness. And, you know, it's time to blow the trumpet and wake the troops up. That's right. What are you doing in doubt and unbelief? Come on. The Lord's doing great things, and he needs all of us. So let's all get out of our stupor. Get out of that place where we've just been putting our feet up on the couch and thinking there's nothing to do. There's great things to do. The scripture says, awake, you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. In Ephesians 5:14, that's what God says. That's what he says about it. And that's what matters the most, is what God says. What does God say? And let's go from there. That's an incredible thing. Well, it's a beautiful day here in California, wherever you are, whenever you listen to this, a podcast, so it could be the dead of winter, but praise the Lord. We're having a good time. I went out and had myself, I picked off the tree the most beautiful pear. The most beautiful pear. It was so juicy, so wonderful, that it just did something to me. And I just feel like this is like the most wonderful time of the year. I don't know why. I just feel like Andy Williams is around somewhere.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It doesn't take much when God touches with your heart, you know. Christmas is around the corner, but it's not quite yet. I don't know, that pear just got into my soul and made me feel really happy. I feel that way too right now. That's what a pear can do to you, you know. When you're walking with God, a pear can make all the difference in the world. And you got to learn to rejoice in the smallest things. And that way you won't miss the big things. If you'll keep your eye on God, he'll turn a pear into a beautiful day for you. And that's what we want. That's what we want in this life. We want what God wants. It is time. It's time for God to reign in our lives. I don't know what you may be going through. Maybe you're going through some really tough things right now. But I'll just pray for you. And we have some things lined up today that I believe will bless you. Lord, just open our hearts, open our minds, and give us an expectation from you that is from heaven and not from the earth. Give us something that is beyond man and up to God. You said your ways are higher than ours and your thoughts are higher than ours. We're going to climb up and get some of those high things today. And we're not going to crawl the dust of the earth. That's what God said to the serpent in Genesis. Crawl the dust of the earth. You crawl on the ground. And we're not going to do that. We're going to lift up holy hands without wrath, without doubting, and do something great in the kingdom of Almighty God. That's right. Hey, just before we get into kind of our thrust for today, we want to just remind you of Team Edify. That is something that is so near and dear to my heart, and I believe it is to God's. And we're reaching out to the four corners of the earth, and we're being challenged by heaven to reach 1 million people to join Team Edify, to do something to change the course of the nastiness of this world. I look at the front page of the paper today. I have it right in front of me. It says, talk of more police after a little child is killed in Oakland. And a stray bullet killed this 3-year-old little boy. And that's a tragedy, you know. And top cop accused of racist tirade, quits, apologizes. And BART officer's website hacked. There's not a lot of good things on this front page at all. And, you know, character has a lot to do with a lot of these things. And we need edification. We need to change things around. And we can do that. Team Edify is placed here on earth to do that. So why don't you give a listen real quickly?
Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team
who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. Amen. Well, thank you for being a part of Team Edify. And we are going to reach a million people, and it's going to be fun. And you can be a part of it and join us in doing great things. Hey, I want to read a scripture to you. This is awesome. Isaiah 61, verse 1, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." You know, Jesus quoted this text in his inauguration speech, if you will, the first time he preached publicly after the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And you can find this in Luke 4:18, but it's also Isaiah 61, verse 1, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Proclaiming liberty to the captives. He said in Luke 4:18, it says the same thing, but it, just a little bit different wording. He said that he was sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised or broken by calamity. And God has a word for us if there is any type of bondage in our life. We heard a wonderful message last night from Reinhard Bonnke, and he was talking about breaking the chains in our brains. You know, there's a lot of chains in people's brains. When God breaks the chain in the brain, it's amazing what can happen. And there are imposed limitations upon us due to fear. Somebody said fear is false evidence appearing real. Well, you know, even if it's not real, if it appears real and you don't know it, it can limit your life completely. And some people are bound to a house. They can't get out of a room. They can't go into a room. They can't go over a bridge. They can't go in so many different places. Somebody said, "Well, how do I know I'm bound?" Well, you know, look around you. You see other people that aren't bound, and they're doing something different. And so God says, "I'm going to give you some freedom." And when you know you're not free, you know you're bound. When you know that others are enjoying certain things and you're not, what we tend to do is just withdraw and feel sorry for ourselves and say, "Well, yeah, that's not fair." And if you get into that is not fair game, you're going to be destroyed. And I'm here to tell you, you know, don't look at life at what's fair. Look at what God provides in the cross. If we look at the cross and the resurrection of Jesus, then we will not be comparing apples to oranges. We'll just be looking at redemption. And redemption is the price that's been paid for our lives. And so this word of freedom comes to us that are captives. And there's a lot of things we get captive about. You know, I heard one guy said that he wouldn't let anybody drive anywhere. He'd have to drive himself. He'd have to be the one that drives. He wouldn't be a passenger in anybody's car. He's going to drive himself. Well, you know, that's bondage. You know, if God wants to take you to a foreign country, or God wants to take you somewhere to deliver a word of freedom, and you can't go because you're not in charge. Some people can't do things if they're not in charge. But, you know, if you'll just be a willing servant, things will happen. But, you know, there's a wonderful promise in John chapter 8 that Jesus spoke of. And he said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It'll make you free. And the truth, knowing the truth, is what makes us free. The truth itself in a book like the Bible, is not enough. We have to know the truth to make us free. And so when we begin to read God's word and listen to the things of Scripture, we begin to see that there's something that God has provided for us. The people answered to Jesus, you know, when he said, the truth shall make you free. He said, we're Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage to any man. How do you say you shall be made free? And that's where a lot of people are. They, I'm free, man. I drive in a car. I go wherever I want and I make a lot of money. I have a big house. Basically I have enough money to cover up all my frailties. Because I can control my situation, but we won't always be able to control our situation when they put you in a box, you know, and the dirt covers up that box. I don't know what you're going to be in control of at that point. Think about that one for a while. Well, Jesus answered them and said, truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever. He's saying, you know, the day's going to come. You're serving sin. You don't even know it. And you're not going to abide in the house forever. This thing doesn't last forever. Just because you can control your situation today doesn't mean you're going to be able to control it later on. The servant does not abide in the house forever, but the son abides forever. He said, if you want eternal life, you're going to have to come to the son. And then he says this, if the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I asked God one time, I said, Lord, what does it mean to be free indeed? He said, not subject to bondage anymore. You see, when God sets you free, a lot of people trade their captivities for other captivities. Some people are alcoholics and then they stop drinking, but then they start becoming very critical of other people who drink or other people who do this. And I meet people that go to recovery groups and a lot of times they're just traded their sorrows into another sorrow. Because I don't see the freedom. Now, thank God they stopped drinking. Hey, hallelujah. And their families are glad. But as far as being free to serve God, free to love God, I love what Martin Luther said, the great reformer. He said, the man who's free to serve is the freest Lord of all. He's using old English language, but basically he's saying the guy who's free to be a servant, he's the one that's free. If you're not free to serve God, then you're not free. That's the total freedom. If God is God and God is real and God is forever and God is the one who gives us the truth, then if we can't serve him, then we're not free. But if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed and not subject to slavery anymore. That simple illustration, you've heard this probably a number of times, but it bears repetition. To keep elephants in a certain spot for circuses and things like that, they impose a limitation around their feet that if they move it, there's a blade with sharp edges and it cuts into their legs. So they learn to sit in that one spot because if they move, they're going to get hurt. And then after a while, all they need to do is just put a little ring around there and they think it's the blade. And therefore, they can stay in one spot just because there's this limitation. But if that elephant ever finds out, if he ever finds out he's tricked, you'll never be able to tame him again. And that's the way it is with us. Once Satan's rule is broken over our lives, he'll never be able to do it to us again. And if you've ever been set free of something, I used to have nightmares. I mean, every night of my life, there's a long story. I won't get involved with it. But it was something that happened a long time ago. But man, I'll tell you what, one night I just lifted my hands. I said, in the name of Jesus, no more nightmares. I rebuke it. And you are not going to do this to me ever again in the name of Jesus. And I haven't had a nightmare since. And that was something I had every night of my life until I was 20 years old. Well, I broke that chain and I'm not ever going. The Son made me free. And therefore I am free indeed. And you can be free indeed as well, because God is here to break chains. He's here to break bondages. He's here to do mighty things, because you know what? Our God reigns here. That's exactly true. And if you'll just do that, just say, hey, guess what? My God is going to reign right where I am right now. Whether you're, you know, at home or wherever you're listening to this, just say it with me. 1, 2, 3. My God reigns here. Come on, say it again. My God reigns here. There's a powerful song by John Waller. We just learned, and I just love this song. But it talks about God's reigning power. He is a mighty King and a mighty Lord. The Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And there's liberty here right now. And as you listen to the words of this song, just let it sink down into your heart. I believe God's going to do some mighty, mighty deliverance for each and every one of us. We just reach out right now, Father, and trust your delivering power. Because Satan, you're not welcome here. You just take up your junk and go. Amen.
Spirit of death, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Yeshua's name. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here, so go. Spirit of doubt, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Yeshua's name. Envy and jealousy, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. And go back from whence you came. Our God reigns here.
Yeah.
God reigns here.
Michelle,
yeah. He reigns here right now, right in your life. He's reigning. Glory to God. God reigns here. You got to bring that into your thinking and say, hey, guess what? Stop. Just stop. Everybody stop. Stop the press. Stop everything. You know, I'm just not putting up with this anymore. See, that's the kind of spirit we need to have. What gives us authority to talk like that? Is it the Bible? Well, yeah, it is. Isn't that good? We're not going to steer you the wrong way here. All right, look what it says, 1 John chapter 5. It says, whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandment. His commandments and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God, oh my goodness, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. God reigns here, and guess who else reigns here? You're a world overcomer. You overcome the world. Isn't that great news? We've overcome the world. Why? Because we're in Jesus. We're in him. We've been given authority. We've been given his name. My goodness, we talked yesterday about the name of Jesus and the appreciation of that name. Well, just like when my wife got married, she took my name. And I pray that's a blessing for her all the days of her life. But I know my resources are limited. But when I take on the name of Jesus, my resources in Christ, his resources are not limited. God reigns here. There is no doubt. He has overcome the world. And guess what? I'm in him who overcame. So guess what? God tells me that I'm an overcomer. No, absolutely. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and he overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And then he says, just in case you missed it, who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Friend, if you believe Jesus is the Son of God, then you have overcome the world. Glory to God. Where's my bell? I need to get a bell. There you go. Well, that's not a bell. We still got to get a bell. I've been looking for a bell, and that's just a glass, and it doesn't do anything. And but that's the right answer. Ding, right there. Praise the Lord. Ew, that is so beautiful. I want you to know something. There's the chains of sin cannot hold you back anymore. The chains of sin are broken and destroyed because God loves you very, very much, and God loves me, and he wants us to be free. He wants us absolutely to be completely set free. Those chains that have held us captive, those chains, those bands, That great story in the book of Acts, where Paul and Silas were at prison at midnight and began to sing praises unto God, and the Bible said that their chains were broken, their bands were loosed. Hallelujah! As they began to sing praises unto the Lord, that God released them from their fetters and their chains, because they were chained for preaching the gospel and for declaring the good news of the Lord. But God said, you know what? As you began to sing, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. They were loosed completely. Amen. And that's what it's like when we're in prison in any way, shape, or form in our life. God wants to come in there and break the bands. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just speak a word of grace right now, a word of grace to break the fetters, the chains, the bands over our life. Maybe there's some type of addiction. I break it now in the name of Jesus. Maybe there's a habit. There's something that's controlling us. In the name of Jesus, I speak the peace of the Lord. I command the storm to stop. I command the bands to be broken. Every chain, every fetter, Jesus came to proclaim liberty to the captives. God reigns here. There's no doubt. He has overcome the world, and we are world overcomers in God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. This is a powerful song by Chris Tomlin. It's an old song, Amazing Grace, but it adds a twist to it. My chains are gone. He saved me. And he's a good God.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Let God's power touch you right now.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Let God's power touch you.
T'was
yes, Lord.
Grace.
Amen.
That taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone.
There it is, right there.
I've been set free.
Set him free, God. Thank you. Every part of your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secure. He will my shield and push me as long as life.
That's the power of the gospel. My chains are gone. I've been set free. We have to declare that. We can't be afraid to declare that. We cannot be afraid to declare it. We have to be able to say, you know, Lord, I am going to take that. That's mine. That's my word. That's a word for me. And right now, I don't care if your body's shaking. You just tell your body, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my chains are gone. My chains are gone. Chain, you have to go right now. I bury you now in the name of Jesus. Can you do that? I bury you now in the name of Jesus. Hey, the Bible said, mortify the deeds of your body while you're on the earth. That means put them to death. Hallelujah. Let's have a funeral right now. Let's just open up the grave. Come on now and just put that stuff in there. If you got to go get something, maybe something you're keeping is you're hiding it away. And you just need to turn your back on it and say, you know, I'm going to throw this thing away. And I'm going to just build, I just get a little box, put it in there, and let's have a funeral. I'll give you a few minutes. Just go a few seconds and go find something. Put this thing in. If nothing else, just you know, put your hands in front of you and just start throwing stuff in your mind. Just say, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to take this silly thing in my life, this stupid attitude, this dumb thing that I carry around, this spirit of control, this spirit of pity, this spirit of woe and doubt and fear and all these things that keep me from just yielding to God and being God's greatest friend, and all the things that cause me to just get all upset about silly little things and getting involved with other people and yelling and screaming and scratching and, you know, whatever it is that goes on. Let's just put it all in there. And let's just put a death nail to it. By the blood and power of God, our chains are gone. We've been set free. Jesus announced in Nazareth, he said, the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. He's anointed me to preach. He said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. He said, the moment you heard it is the moment it starts. And that's why we call this program, It Is Time. It's right now. This is it. Everything counts. This is the World Series, man. Every pitch counts. Every day counts. Hallelujah. Nobody out there will tell you. The news people won't tell you. Sport people won't tell you. The only person's going to tell you is someone who's speaking the truth from God's word. That everything counts right now. And Father, we just thank you that you are merciful to us. You are so merciful to us. You allow us that opportunity to repent. You allow us that opportunity to just take all our junk and just put it on the cross. Just lay it at the foot of the cross. And we just announce right now our liberty. Glory to God. Have you done that? Have you got your little box or your hands or cupped your hands where you can just put all that stuff in there? Right now in the name of Jesus. Let's do it. And right now we're having a funeral. That's right. Right now we're having a funeral. We're at the funeral of this silly little thing that's controlled my life. We're at the funeral of this sickness that's controlled my life. We're burying you right now in the name of Jesus. This attitude, we're at the funeral right now. And we're burying you right at that graveside. And you want to make it real? You want to make it really real? We'll just go ahead and play taps. Yeah, you're dead, you silly attitude. You're dead. You're dead, sickness and disease. Poverty, I declare your death. Oh, yeah. This is one funeral we're glad we're at. We're not mourning, but we are declaring the end of these silly things over our life. Father, thank you. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. There's liberty. Hallelujah. And we're just putting the dirt on top, closing it up. And you know what? You don't have to remember where you buried it because you ain't going back there to mourn it in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's our freedom in Christ. That's our freedom in Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now just lift your hands. Thank God for the freedom that you have. Thank God that he loves you. Thank God that he's your best friend. Glory to God. We don't have to go back to that place anymore. Just thank God we've been to that funeral. And now it's time to go raise some people from the dead and thank God. Now, here's just one other thing we got to do, though. We got to start rejoicing and saying, I am free. If you can't say I am free, then you're not going to be able to keep this miracle going. Can we do that? Can we just start saying, I'm free? I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Lord, I thank you that I am free, that you are mighty to save, God, that you're wonderful in my life. I lift my hands. I'm going to call somebody and tell them what happened to me. That I had a funeral and those things that were bothering me have been put to death through Jesus. Let's rejoice together. We're free. Yeah.
through you our hearts will praise. Through the darkness, please. Through my heart screams, I am free. I am free.
Come on, scream it. Come on now. You got to be able to say that. You got to be able to say, I'm free. You got to be able to do it. You got to be able to lift your hands. You got to be able to tell somebody, how you doing? I'm free. The Son made me free. Therefore, I'm free indeed. I trusted Jesus. I asked him to help me, and he said he would. So I'm just accepting that. I'm receiving it into my life. And those addictions are gone. That sickness is gone. I'm declaring God's freedom in my life. We are free through Him. It's through Him. Oh, shout the victory, somebody. Come on. I am. Come on now, I am free. Free in Jesus' name. Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's a beautiful thought. That's a beautiful truth. And nobody can take it away from us. We are the redeemed of the Lord, and we say so in the wonderful name of Jesus. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. I'm free. I'm free. Well, you know, this is a podcast, so you can go back home and, I mean, you can go and replay this and just let yourself hear it over and over and over and over and over. And, wow, we are the redeemed of the Lord. You know, if you listen to the enemy, he'll just tell you, you can't say that until it's gone. Well, guess what? It was gone 2,000 years ago on the cross. That's where it was paid for. That's where it was paid for. You know, let somebody try to steal a piece of land that you have, and you go get your title deed, and you say, guess what? I have this title deed. You can't take my property. And, well, you know, yes, he can. I'm here. I'm standing on it. So I've got a piece of paper that tells me that this property is mine. Well, guess what? Hebrews chapter 11 says, faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence. It's the title deed of that which you do not see. We wouldn't need a promise from God if we saw everything. If we already had it, we wouldn't need a promise of God. But since we don't see a lot of things, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. And our faith sees what God shows us in his word. And he said, this is yours. This joy is yours. You see this joy in the Bible? The people walk around, they had joy that followed me, and they got set free. That's yours too. Me? Little old me? Yeah, little old you. Little old you gets whatever Jesus gets. Isn't that good? That's beautiful, man. And it's for all of us. And we just got to quit going through the same routines we've always been going through. Cut off some of the stupid junk we listen to. Cut off some of the stupid stuff we watch. Cut off some of the new, so-called news. I read you the front page of the Chronicle. It didn't say anything about me being changed yesterday or you being changed yesterday or somebody receiving a great answer to prayer. They just put the bad news. And, you know, because they know that'll attract people's attention. We get, you know, that's what people do. But we got to change our thinking. We're free tonight. We're free today. We're free this morning. We're free whatever time of day it is. It doesn't matter. We're just free in Jesus' name. Glory, 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 glory. That's just the way it's going to be. And we got another song here. This is by Daryl Evans. And this is one of those songs that you just want to get happy with. Because you got to learn to rejoice in your freedom. You just frolic in it. Lift your hands up. Start doing some dancing. Because God has set us free in Christ. Yeah. Let's brag on God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what we have to do. We have to learn to rejoice and just be free in the Lord, to dance, to give Him praise, to lift our hands, to be able to just be quiet, just be still, and just not be fidgety and all bound up inside, but praise God, just be there where God wants us to be and do what He wants us to do. And that's God's plan for our life, you know. That's what He wants us to do. He wants us to be free, to be able to serve Him, to be His child. Glory to God. That's great news. That's great news. And we've got some other great news.
Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com.
Well, praise the Lord. That's a great thing to get involved with. And whatever we can do to change the tide in this world, we're going to do it. And we're going to do it together in the name of Jesus. You know, one last scripture I want to share with you, and it was in that last song, Freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Glory to God. Literally, it's saying, where the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. When you let the Lord, His Spirit, be the final authority in your situation, in your life, and what we need to do, then the result is liberty. He sets us free. And where that takes us is to a place of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And what a great place to be in the simplest things of life. You know, just taking some food over to a neighbor or doing a favor for somebody. You do it with the greatest joy, the simplest joy that there possibly can be. And it's an amazing thing. So let's let that happen to us. Hey, if you get some testimonies or something, our email address is VCC Marin, M-A-R-I-N, almost forgot what it was, VCC Marin, M-A-R-I-N, at gmail.com. That's VCC Marin at gmail.com. Let us know some things that are going on, if you've got any answers to prayer while we've been praying, and some breakthroughs and some freedoms, and we want to hear about it and share them on the broadcast, and that'd be great. Remember, it is time. It's God's time. It's not our time. It's His time. It's time to keep shouting the victory. Tell somebody. You got to keep telling somebody. That's what we got to do. We've been told by God to go tell somebody. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Until next time, don't put it off. Don't put it off, because right now it is time.